5, why not give your Connect leader a call and see who's going out of your Connect group, or they can maybe get in touch with other Connect leaders and we can get people out there. We're going to go and we are going to bless this house, and we are going to believe God for something incredible in that place. In Jesus' name. And so the month of January is all about sowing the seeds that we are believing God is going to water and grow in 2020. Because if we're not willing to sow the seed, there's nothing for him to grow. So we're going to come together every Tuesday night, 3 of them here, 1 of them over in Grimsby, and we are going to set our year off by praying, by believing God, and by getting excited about what he is going to do. Who's excited? I am very excited at what this year holds. I'm also very excited to be back here this morning. I've missed you guys. And it's good to be back preaching here. And I loved the worship. It was great. I walked in this morning and they were rehearsing a Raise the Hallelujah. And it was just like, oh, you have no idea how blessed you are with the guys that serve you every Sunday morning. Okay, that bring the worship. When you're in a church, you know, where there isn't anyone to do that, you realize what you have afresh. And so this morning, thank you, team, for what you just did. That really blessed me in such an amazing, amazing way. Everything is back on this week. Toddlers is back on. Youth is back on. The offices are back open. So everything is starting again this week. And just to let you know, those of you who've got small children that are too small to go into our mini neon yet, we are working on getting you a room with audio in there so you have somewhere when your kids are getting a bit fractious. Okay, we know how it feels. Oliver used to cry all the time. Matthew used to take him to the other end of the car park at St. Michael's, and I could still hear him while I was preaching. So we get it. We understand it. And before now, we've had no space, but some space has become available. So we want to give you a space where there's nice things for your kids, where there's audio through there. And so you have somewhere to go. We appreciate how hard it is sometimes bringing little ones into church. We get it. And we love your little ones, and we love you, and we want to create space for you. So that's going to hopefully be happening in the next month or so. We're going to be creating that. We're going to be working on the building. The uniform store should hopefully be nearly finished in a couple of weeks. We're going to need help to get... I have seen how much stuff they have got, okay? We are going to need help, okay, to get that stuff downstairs. We're going to relaunch the uniform bank. We're going to get everybody in our community knowing about it. And just a bit of a breakthrough that we had just before Christmas... we now get all Louth Academy's lost property. Okay, so we weren't getting that before, and now Carla just found a way to make that happen, which is absolutely brilliant. And so we're going to relaunch that. We're going to get the papers in. We're going to just let our community know that someone cares, that someone loves them. So I'm excited. We're working on the building. We've got some AOG events happening here. In February, which is going to be absolutely fantastic. So things are on the move.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, for a while we've sown the seed. For a while we've kind of done a few things that have brought us to this point, and now we're keeping our eyes focused on what God has got for us. But it's a time of action, not a time just of sowing. But over the next month, Tuesday night, 7:30, let's make sure we're here. Okay, this morning, I've entitled what I'm going to talk to us about, Time to Dig Again. And we're going to read some verses out of Genesis chapter 26. I'm excited about this message. I believe it's a total word from God for what we're going to be doing right from the outset of this year. And it's not a word that is new to our church. It's a word that has been brought before, and I've just kind of put my own stamp on it. So I'm bringing it again. And when you hear what the Bible says, okay, you'll kind of get the thing that actually is the time to go again. And we're going to start from verse 16. Okay, so Isaac is living in a place where Abimelech is the king, and Abimelech has decided he doesn't want Isaac there anymore. And so this is what happens. Verse 16 of Genesis 26, I'm reading from the NIV version. Then Abimelech said to Isaac, "Move away from us. You have become too powerful for us." So Isaac moved away from there and encamped in the valley of Gerar, where he settled. Isaac reopened the wells that had been dug in the time of his father Abraham, which the Philistines had stopped up after Abraham died, and he gave them the same names as his father had given them. Isaac's servants dug in the valley and discovered a well of fresh water there. But the herders of Gerar quarreled with those of Isaac and said, "The water is ours." So he named the well Esek, because they disputed with him. Then they dug another well, but they quarreled over that one also, so he named it Sitnah. He moved on from there and dug another well, and no one quarreled over it, and he named it Rehoboth, saying, now the Lord has given us room, and we will flourish in the land. From there he went up to Beersheba. That night the Lord appeared to him and said, I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bless you and will increase the number of your descendants for the sake of my servant Abraham. Isaac built an altar there and called on the name of the Lord. Then he pitched his tent, and there his servants dug a well. Meanwhile, Abimelech had come to him from Gerar with Ahuzah, his personal advisor, and Phicol, the commander of the forces. Isaac asked them, why have you come to me since you were hostile to me and sent me away? I want to talk to us this morning about the fact that it's time to dig again. It's time to dig again, and I'm going to explain exactly what I mean for that. And I don't know about you, but there are two kinds of digging that we do. Okay, when I say we, I actually really don't mean me at all. I mean the royal we, and maybe some of us do it more than others, right? But in the natural, there are two types of digging we do. I don't know if any of you have been, we live quite close to the beach. I very rarely make use of that. Okay, it's one of those things that's a really nice idea, but then you've got to get all beach-weared up and get the kids, and then they sand in my car and just, you know, don't like it. So, but I don't know if you go to the beach often. Whenever we go to the beach, our kids take their spades, and Matt has his spade as well, okay? And whenever we go to the beach, you know, I want to sit on the beach, and I want to get my spade, okay? And I just want to make sandcastles. Okay, I just want to sit there. I want a relaxed time. I want to get an ice cream or some chips, chippy chips from on the beach. It's just amazing until you get the sand in it. But I want to kind of just sit there and just do a little bit of digging. And Matt goes to the beach with a completely different idea to me. Okay, so Matt goes with his spade and they're digging tide fights. Okay, and so like he's digging, and I decided to join in one day and I got told off for doing it wrong. I did get told off for doing it wrong. He told me I was doing it wrong. So like, I give up. I just want to sit there. I've got the microphone. And I just want to sit there and I just want to dig a little bit and I want to build a few sandcastles and just, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And it gets a little bit kind of a bit more focused in with our family when we go now, because now the kids have got into tide fights. And Matt and Ollie especially are down near the water and they're digging and they're muddy and all of that kind of stuff. Okay, but there's two different ways of digging, because that's like digging for pleasure. Unless you do the tide fight thing, okay? That's like digging for pleasure. I just want to go to the beach. I want to chill out. I want to have a lazy day. I want to take the kids. We're going to take a picnic. And we're just going to sit and we're going to dig for pleasure. And then there's another type of digging. Okay. There's a type of digging that is not as easy as the sand. There's a type of digging that's not as easy. I'm dangerous with this. I feel a bit of power here. Okay, there's a type of digging that is not sometimes that easy. And this is when we dig with purpose. Mark Egan will tell you all about it, okay? And doing the gardening business and all that. And when you come and sometimes the ground is stony and sometimes it's hard and sometimes it's difficult. But what you have is you have something in your mind that you are trying to create. So if you talk to anyone, whether it's a builder or gardener or whatever, when they get hold of this tool, they've got something in their mind that they are trying to create, and this is going to help them. This will not help them. No. This will help them, okay? And this morning, I want to say to you, it's time to dig again. It's time to get hold of something that isn't just about digging for pleasure. It isn't just about the easy terrain. It's about getting serious with God and getting serious with the things that he has got for you, and sometimes digging with purpose. In 2020, this is what God, I believe, wants us to do. This is a message that is going to, I hope, resonate throughout the whole of our year. The word dig, I looked at what the word dig means, and we all kind of think we know what it means, don't we? But this is how the dictionary put it, and I quite liked it. The word dig means this: to cut into, to break up, to turn over, to remove rubble. I like this next one: to make or force one's way by removing obstacles. Or the last thing it said was to obtain something that is hidden. Do you know what? We cannot redig or dig for the first time wells with a tool that is used by a child. For some of us this year, it's going to be about putting down the child's tool and picking up the grown-up one. It's going to be about laying down maybe the way that we've done things before, laying down maybe some of the strategies that we've had, laying down maybe even some of the ways that we've come to God before, and actually picking up a tool that is going to dig something that is going to bring us life. Because when you dig a well, you're digging for water. You're digging for a life source. And this morning, I want to say to us over 2020 Generations Church that we need to get hold of the grown-up tools. We need to get hold of God in a new way, in a fresh way. And we need to dig like our life depended on it, because there's life down there. When we begin to dig, there is life down there. When we begin to pray, when we begin to do all these things that we're going to do at the beginning of our year, there is life waiting for us to find it. And I want to talk to us this morning about digging wells. Do you know what? I hate the digging part of any work. If anyone knows me really well, when I go to paint a room, that's literally what I will do. Okay, so I painted Oliver's bedroom before Christmas. It looks great. And there's still the kind of dent in the wall that was there before. Okay, because like, I don't like doing any of that work. I'll put the nice color on it so it looks pretty and it looks nice. Okay, but I don't like the hard digging work. Anyone else with me? Okay, even those of you that do it, maybe you don't always like it. I don't always like the tough stuff, the hard digging when it comes to manual labor. And some of us are like that in our Christian walk. Yeah. We don't always like the tough terrain. We don't always like the hardness when it comes to digging into God's presence. We just want to pick up the nice spade and go and sit on the beach, if you like, speaking metaphorically, go and sit on the beach and just make sandcastles, when actually God wants us to get hold of the tool that we need to dig our way to the life source that he has got for us this year. Wells were open to find the life source at the bottom. And I just want to illustrate this morning quickly just four wells that I think we need to pray into reopening. Pray into God, take the block away. Take the block away from this. The first one is the wells of salvation. Yeah. Isaiah 12 verse 3 in the Voice version of the Bible says this: God has given his people a new surety and confidence, a new sense of purpose, strength, and determination. And with joy in each step, you will drink deeply from the springs, or some versions say the wells of salvation. My prayer is that this year that we begin to reopen the well of salvation. We have been through times before where people have come in and got saved, where they found God, where they've moved forward in their faith. And I don't know about you, but sometimes it feels like those wells have been by the enemy. They've just been blocked up and he's thrown stuff in there. And church, we need to get hold of the grown-up tools and we need to begin to dig our way to seeing people get saved. It is not just going to happen because we say we want it to happen. You know, when we do events, when we put things on where we can invite people, that's part of us digging. Yeah. That's part of us breaking up the ground. I'm getting all animated this morning. That's part of us tearing something down. That's part of us cutting something out. And this morning, I want to prophesy and declare that actually we're going to dig that well of salvation again. And we're going to go into a season where we see people find Jesus for the first time. That you know, the baptism service with, you know, 7, 8 people, whatever, is not going to become uncommon. We have a hot tub now. I could baptize people every week. Come on. We need to begin to pray. We need to begin not just to pray, but to seek God. God, who can I invite? Who can I talk to? Who can I tell about the gospel to? Because it's not just about what we put on as a church. It's about what you do Monday through to Saturday, sat in your office, sat in your university room, sat, you know, in your work, wherever that is, sat in your street. It's about that as much as about what we do collectively. Yeah. And we need to begin to pray and we need to begin to dig. God, we need to reopen the well of salvation. Where it might have seemed blocked, God, let it become free-flowing. Yeah. Where it might have seemed blocked in the last few years, God, we're going to do everything we can do to unblock it. And then I love the illustration kind of in the Bible that talks about streams coming up in the desert. Yeah. You see, we dig down and then God comes up and then something amazing happens. And all of a sudden, you know, we see this well unblocked. We see salvation coming. The second well I think we need to open or reopen, redig, is the well of praise.
Yeah, right.
He's already brought it this morning. We've already began to do this morning, this area of praise in our life. And it's not just about the feeling. Praise isn't about a feeling. Praise is about a war cry.
Yes, it is.
It's about a cry to the heavenlies. When we begin to praise God, I love what I think it's Joel Osteen that says it, that when we enter his gates with thanksgiving, he enters our circumstances with power. When we begin to praise, walls begin to come down. You know, we read in the Old Testament that the Israelites wanted to get into a city and they couldn't get in because of the wall that was built around the city. There was no way in and there was no way for people inside the wall to get out. So they didn't go and plant dynamite everywhere. They didn't go with their hammers. They didn't go with their grown-up spades. Okay, in the flesh. They did in the spirit, though. What they went in with was what they had. They had a mouth and they had a way to shout and they had a way to praise. And I want to say to us today, as we go into 2020, let's unblock, you know, whatever has got in the way of our praising. And I'm not just on about in song, I'm on about in the way that we speak, in the way that we talk about God, in the way that we speak about one another, in the way that we speak about the things of God. You know, sometimes we can get a little negative and sometimes a little niggly. Do you know what? Let's unblock that well.
Yeah.
Let's get rid of the rubble that is in there.
Yeah.
And let's begin to unlock our praise again, our war cry. It's not just about singing songs. It's not just about when we're collectively together. It's about when we're on our own and those things begin to come against us, that we learn to combat them with, actually, I'm going to lift up a spirit of praise.
Yeah.
And the Bible says this, that when we lift up a spirit of praise, that the garments of heaviness are released from us.
Yeah.
This morning, we need to come and we need to unlock and unblock the well of praise. We were at home last week because we didn't have a service, and I caught up on some Hillsong TV. I very rarely watch it, but I flicked on my Facebook, and a lady called Donna Crouch was preaching, and I love her preaching. And before she started speaking, she was talking in Sydney. She says, right, we're going to lift up a shout of praise and lift up a war cry. And they began to pray for their nation. And I know we've been joining with Sally and Sharon, you know, praying for Australia and everything that is going on there. But I was so impacted that they didn't come and beg God. What they did is they came and they lifted up a shout of praise to their king, who they knew was listening. As they prayed for rain. They didn't even pray, God, stop it. They just prayed, God, send the rain. Just send the rain from heaven. Come on. And you know, people all over the world are joining with them in that. But the way that they did it is they lifted a war cry of praise.
Yeah.
And my prayer over this year is that we're going to unblock maybe some of the wells of praise in our life that have begun to be blocked by life and by circumstance and by things that have gone on. We're going to unblock them. The third one is that we unblock the well of prayer. Do you know what? We're picking up a shovel straight away in 2020. And with this, we come again. We come again and we're going to pray. We're going to pray over our community, over our leaders, over our church, over every single one of you. I want us to have a time where we just anoint one another with oil and we begin to pray. God, let your kingdom come.
Right.
Because God's kingdom is about growth. It's about moving forward. God's kingdom isn't about us just staying in our little corner and everybody else out there. God's kingdom is about community. It's about people finding Jesus. And we're going to unblock the well of prayer. Maybe some of us say, oh, I don't like to go and pray with other people. Let's unblock that. Because can I tell you something? That isn't from God.
Right.
It's not. It's not from God. There is a time for us to go into our closet and pray by ourselves. I've been doing that this morning in my office. There is a time for that to happen. But you know what? There is a time for us to come together. And there is a time for us to pray together and pray for one another.
Yeah.
You know, it's about time we unblocked it. Because that's a blockage to you. If that's what you're saying, that's just not for me. That is a blockage to you moving forward with your faith this year.
Right.
And when we don't come, we give in to that blockage. Because that voice is not the voice of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
That's the enemy coming and going, don't want that lot getting together and praying. Because if that lot get together and pray, something's going to happen that I'm not going to like. So he whispers, you don't want to do that. You can't pray aloud. Now they're going to expect this of you. Do you know what? We don't expect anything of you apart from to turn up. That's fine. Just come into the atmosphere of the Holy Spirit and God will do something in your life. We need to unblock the well of prayer this year. We need to unblock, you know, maybe some of the stuff that's in our own life that stops us coming into God's presence. And then the fourth thing is we need to unblock the well of service. Right. Do you know what? Service brings the heart of God to our community. And as we serve one another and as we serve our community, we not only dig this well, but it's linked to all of the others. Do you know what? As I serve, I want to pray with you. As I serve with you, I want to pray with you. Yeah. As I serve with you, I want to get together and praise Jesus with you. As I serve with you, okay, there are so many things then that I want to do. I want other people to come in and experience what I've experienced. So this morning, you know, you may kind of sit there and say, I can't get involved. I'm too busy. I'm too this, I'm too that. Do you know what? No, you're not. Because God calls us to come together, be a community, serve one another, serve him, and serve the people that are outside those doors. Yeah. That's called Christianity.
Yeah.
Okay? That's called Christianity. That's called faith. And what I want to do this morning is I want to look just at three things that struck me when I read the passage. We're going to go back to the passage in Genesis 26. And I want to look at three things that struck me this morning as I read that passage. Is that okay?
Yeah.
So three things. So when I get to the third one, you know we're landing this thing, okay? Three things. Number one, you can't put the shovel down in the valley. Verse 19 says this, and it's underlined in my Bible with like writing all over it. It says this, Isaac's servants dug in the valley and discovered a well of fresh water there. When you've got hold of the shovel, the enemy is not going to like it. And he is going to bring some stuff against you. And he is going to try and pull down what God is doing in your life. In the valley is not the time to put the shovel down. When you're in that valley, when you're in that time where you might be discouraged or you might, you know, think that you can't do anything or things might have come against you, as circumstances happened, when you're in the valley, keep hold of the shovel. We've got to take care of ourselves. Hear my heart. You know, there are times when, and this was me this year, last year, there are times when we're benched a little bit and when we can't do everything that we have always done. That's fine. But you know what? We can still dig the well of praise. Because that takes something that is within, not something without, okay? We can still dig the well of praise. We can still dig the well of prayer. We can still dig into God in those times. When we are in the valley, often we lay the shovel down. Often we say, do you know what? That's not for me right now. This is going on and I can't do that. But actually, it's not a time to put the shovel down. The valley teaches us things the mountains never will. It creates a resilience that is only created there. And the reason I can tell you is because I've been there. The reason I can tell you, and as I look around this room, I know so many of you have walked through the valley. I love the verse in Psalm 23 where it says that God will walk through that valley of the shadow of death with us. And we'll fear no evil. Because he is with us. His rod and staff, it comforts us. God doesn't create the valley, but he does allow us to walk through it to the place at the other side of it. Maybe you're in the middle of the valley at the moment. Let me encourage you, there's another side to it. Keep walking.
Yeah.
Keep picking up the shovel, keep digging. Because there is another side to it. And when we get to the other side of it, we're different, we're changed. Something has happened in us. You know, as I look back, for me, on the last 3 to 4 years, I'm different. Something's changed in me. I'm back. I said to someone before Christmas, you know, I feel like I'm back. I feel like the old Joe has come back again.
Yeah.
I've come through that valley of the shadow of death and I'm at the other side of it. Can I encourage you? Keep walking because it's worth it.
Yes, it is.
It is so, so worth it. Do you know, Isaac was chased out of where he was and he was told to leave, partly because of his mistake. I don't know if you remember the story, but he said his wife or his sister, okay, because he thought that they were going to kill him because she was so beautiful. And so partly because of his mistake, but partly because of the favor of God was on him, he was chased out of the place that he was in, and he found himself in a valley. Not just him, but his whole family and everyone who followed him. All of God's people found themselves in the valley. But get this, church, I love their heart and I love their attitude, because this is what it says. It says they picked up their shovels and they began to dig. And they dug a well and they found new water and they found something new from God. And today I want to say, if only this year we would pick up our shovels and we would continue or begin again to dig. Actually, we won't just reopen what was there before. We will find something new as we dig the wells again. There was a resilience in their attitude and in their spirit. They redug what Isaac's father had worked so hard for. Do you know what? Their enemy had blocked up the wells, but they chose to find life there again. Where has the enemy blocked up your well, your life source? Where has he blocked it up? What has he thrown in there in 2019? Just throw that in there, because that'll stop you. Spirit of praise? Forget that. I'm just going to chuck a whole heap of rubble in there. You know, what's happened in your life for that to happen? I said at the beginning that to dig means to make or force one's way by removing obstacles. Church, it's about time we force our way into some wells and remove the obstacles that are there. I don't think God is going to remove the obstacles for you where it comes to praise or where it comes to prayer. You need to do that. I need to do that. I need to remove the obstacle, that obstacle that says I'm not good enough. I'm going to get rid of it in Jesus' name this year. That obstacle that says, you know, they like that person better than they like me. I'm going to get rid of it. That obstacle that says I can't do that because of everything that I have been through. And for some of you, those have been huge things, and I am not belittling those at all. But what I am saying is it's time to dig again.
That's right.
And by the help of the Holy Spirit, by the help of God, it's time to dig again.
Yeah.
It's time to let something spring up as we dig down. And as the Holy Spirit springs up, something when we connect that is going to absolutely burst forth and happen. And God is going to do some amazing things in your life. This type of digging, though, is one that is purposeful. And you need to realize that something has dried up or something has been blocked. And I kind of wrote this down earlier, that when I struggle with praise, give you a little practical tip. When I struggle with praise, I praise. Okay? I'll be honest with you this morning. I've not struggled with praising because I love praise and worship, but there are some things going on in my mind this morning. Some issues that have come to my attention this morning with my family, and all of a sudden I'm going, I'm going to sing,
yeah.
And I'm going to sing louder, and I'm going to praise,
yeah.
And because when we struggle with it, we just need to do it. When I struggle with prayer,
right.
I pray.
Yeah.
When I struggle with the Word of God, I pick it up. Because
yeah.
Sometimes it takes us forcing our way in to get something out. I want to read to you this morning some words from Isaiah 84. And I'm going to read it from three different versions in the Bible. And it says this, Isaiah 84, verses 5 to 7. In the voice it says this, blessed are those who make you their strength, for they treasure every step of the journey to Zion. On their way through the valley of Baca, which translated means the valley of weeping, they stop and dig wells to collect the refreshing spring water, and the early rains fill the pools. They journey from place to place, gaining strength along the way until they meet God in Zion. The Amplified Version says this, blessed and greatly favored is the man whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. Passing through the valley of weeping, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also covers it with blessing. They go from strength to strength, increasing in victorious power till each of them appears before God in Zion. Are you getting this?
Yeah.
As they go through the valley, they dig the wells and they gain their victory.
Yeah.
The Passion says this, how enriched are they who find their strength in the Lord. Within their hearts are the highways of holiness. Even when their paths wind through the dark valley of tears, they dig deep to find a pleasant pool where others find only pain. He gives to them a brook of blessing, filled from the rain of an outpouring. They grow stronger and stronger with every step forward, and the God of all gods will appear before them in Zion. Do you know what the valley, I want to prophesy to you this morning, church, the valley can be a place of finding God and finding joy in those areas that have seen dry. Yeah. But to do it, got to dig.
Yeah.
It's not just going to happen. God's not just going to do it for you. Sometimes we've got to pick up the shovel and we've got to dig for the things that God has got for us. The second thing that I noticed in these verses is that you don't always get to stop after digging one well. Okay? Verse 21, get this. Then they dug another well, because the well that they just dug and they found new water and it was amazing. Someone had an argument with them about it, took it from them, and so they had to move on again. And they moved on, and this is what it says, then they dug another well, but they quarreled over that one as well. And then get this, further on it says, so they moved from there, and they dug another well. I don't know about you, but in my humanity, I'd be pretty ticked off about that. Anyone else with me? I just dug that well, and we got the water, and then they quarreled with us, and I had to move on, and then Isaac has told us we're going to dig the well again, and then we move on, and then we dig the well again, and I don't know about you, but in my humanness, sometimes I don't want to dig the well. Sometimes I don't want to get up and go to a prayer meeting. Sometimes I don't want to stand in church and pray. Sometimes I don't want to tell that person about God because I've got stuff going on in my life. Sometimes I don't want to dig the well.
Yeah.
And Joe's saying we have to dig the well. You need to dig the well. And know this, that sometimes we've got to dig multiple wells. It's not about digging one and having a hallelujah party. It's about keeping on going, because then there's another well. And then something happens, and then there's another well.
Yeah.
And then you know, something happens, and it rocks our faith, and we've got to begin to dig the well again. I love God's people here. You know, a lot of the time the Israelites get a bad kind of press, don't they? Because they got it wrong, and then God forgave, and they got it wrong. But here they got it right. Here, okay, you're going to take our well from us. Have the well. We'll go and just dig another one. I love that resilience. I love that assurance that actually God is with us. We are favored. We are blessed. And it doesn't matter if they've nicked the well from us. It doesn't matter if we don't feel like we're getting anywhere. We're going to go somewhere else. And we're going to pick up our grown-up tools and we're going to dig again. You know, sometimes we need to join God's people in what they were doing there.
Yeah.
There will be seasons when all we seem to do is dig. But keep digging. Because as we dig down, as the Holy Spirit comes up, something will begin to happen and begin to shift in our lives. We can't walk away and apportion blame. We can't complain all the time. We just need to keep digging. And when we dig, not only will we be refreshed, but also those who are on the journey with us. They will also be refreshed. The third thing, we're going to bring this in now. It's simply this, that to get the water, you need to dig the well.
That's right.
No well, no water. Dig well, get water. Don't dig well, dehydrate. Okay? Don't dig well, die. If you're looking at what would have happened in Bible times, dig well, live. Don't dig well, die. If you want the water, you've got to dig the well. Digging wells is hard work. And it's not necessarily what we would always choose to do, but it is necessary to get the source of life that we need. You know, so often we want the favor without living right. So often we want the revival without the prayer. So often we want the good stuff without putting in the digging. Let me tell you, no digging. Don't blame God when you don't get what you think you deserve or what you think you need.
Yeah.
What you need to do is to start digging.
Yeah.
You don't dig, you don't get the water. We don't dig in our faith, we don't get the answer. We don't dig in, with our praise. We don't dig in with our prayer. We don't dig in with our service. We don't dig in with telling people about Jesus. We're never going to see. We're going to keep preaching the same sermons and we're never going to see it. We need to pick up the tools and we need to dig in. You won't get the water in 2020 if you won't pick up a shovel to dig. Do you know what? We're not just digging for pleasure. We're digging with purpose this year. We're believing, and I believe that there's two words over the life of our church this year. One is prayer, and we need to dig that well and really dig that well. And next Sunday night, I saved this announcement for now. Next Sunday night, we're going to start a series called How to Pray. And it's a video series by a guy called Pete Grieg. So if you've heard of 24/7 prayer, he's the guy that leads that. And we're going to start that next Sunday night, 7:30. And we're going to do, not every Sunday night, because at the end of the month, we're going over to Alford and we're leading worship for them at their event. So we've got Andrew Murray coming through from Revive Church in Hull. So the 26th of January, we're going to go to Alford. It'd be great if all of you could join us. And let's pack that place out, and we're going to be leading the worship there. So it's not going to be on that night, but quite a few Sunday nights. If you've got the newsletter, please open your email, because everything you need to know is in there. Okay, but two Sunday nights in January, we're going to be doing the How to Pray series. And we're going all out and out on this year. And we're going to believe that as we dig the well, that God is going to hear from heaven and heal our land and do something incredible in our community. We're putting down the childish tools and we're picking up the grown-up ones. That says we're here to do everything that we can to dig the well. We're here to do everything that we can to make sure people find out the good news about Jesus Christ. That life source, that refreshing, that anointing, we won't stop digging for it personally or corporately until we get it. You know, over the life of our church, I've been here over 23 years now. And over the life of our church, definitely over the last 23 years, most of the prophetic messages that we have had have been to do with wells and water. And just as I was reading this part of scripture and God was reminding me again, Joe, go back. I remember when I first came, the letterhead, okay, and graphically it was not great. I'll be honest, right? But let's put that aside. But it had this hill with water running down it. Okay, and it signified that what God had said to the leaders of that time about water running down and refreshing souls as it goes. And so many different words that we've had over the last 23 years have been to do with redigging wells and the water of the Holy Spirit just coming and doing something incredible in our town. And it's about time we got rid of some of the blockages that says that's not going to happen in Louth. And go, actually, yeah, it is. Let's get rid of the blockage. Let's get rid of the rubble that has kind of hidden it, you know, hidden the promises of God, because the life is under there. We just need to dig down and get it. We just need to dig down and tap into it. So this morning, if I could have the worship team up. This morning, what does this mean for you? What areas for you have become closed up or dried up in your life? What do you need to do again, or maybe for the first time? What areas do you need to believe for new springs and new life? I want to say to you this morning, it's not just going to happen. There is part of me that would love God to just rain it down on us. And for God to do all of the work, He's not going to do that. This is what He wants. He wants a church who are going to pick up the shovel. And it's not about me digging. And it's not about just math digging or our leaders or our connect leaders. It's not about them just digging. It's about every single one of us. We're not sitting 2020 on the beach building sandcastles. We're putting those tools down. And we're picking up the ones that are going to make some difference. Right. And I don't know what it is for you, prayer, praise. I don't know. It might be something that I've not even mentioned this morning that the Holy Spirit is talking to you about at the moment. But what I am saying to you is if you don't pick up the shovel, if you don't do the digging, you won't get the water. Right. There'll be no change. We'll be here this time next year and God will be saying the same thing. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be here this time next year and God saying the same thing. I want to release the Holy Spirit to say something new because I've picked up a shovel and I've dug the well. And so this morning, are you willing to pick up the shovel? Whatever that means for you, and it's not going to be easy. Digging is not easy. And there's going to be times you want to chuck the shovel. There's probably going to be times you want to whack the person next to you with the shovel. Okay? There's probably going to be times you don't just want to dig with it. Okay? There's probably going to be times where you want to put the shovel down and you want to walk away from the well because it feels like all you're doing is digging. Don't do that. Keep going. Because eventually you'll hit the jackpot. Eventually something will begin to spring up in that desert season and in that valley season in your life, and God will begin to do something that is incredible for you. This morning, are you willing to pick up the shovel, to start to cut into, to break up, to turn over, to remove the rubble, to make or force one's way by removing obstacle, or to obtain something that is hidden as you pick up the shovel and as you begin to dig the well that God is asking you to dig? That's you this morning. I am totally there. I am totally and utterly there with this. I want 2020 to be our best year yet. I want 2020 to be my best year yet. I want 2020 to see people saved. I want 2020 to see people transformed and released. And I want 2020 to be a year where we look back on, and in 20 years' time, they go, do you remember 2020? It was the beginning of something. And this morning, if you're willing to pick up the shovel and to dig, whatever it costs, let's stand to our feet because I want to pray for us. As you stand, you're picking up the shovel. You might want to pretend to hold one in your hand. I don't know if you're one of those kind of, I'm just going to do something that signifies I've got this. And if you are, that's great. You do that. But I'm picking up the shovel this morning. I'm going to begin to dig the well, whatever the cost. However hard it is, however hard the ground seems to be, I'm going to pick up the shovel and I'm going to dig the well because I'm believing that there's life in it, not just for me, but for my family, for my community, for those people I work with, for those people I do life with. I'm going to dig. Father, this morning, as a company of people, Lord God, as individuals, personally, corporately, God, we pick up the shovel. And God, we will not stop digging until the life source that you have promised us is realized. Father God, we thank you this morning that in the name of Jesus, God, as we dig, it's going to affect our community. As we dig, Father God, it's going to affect our workplace. It's going to affect, God, everything that we do. Lord God, today, God, I pray for those whose 2019 has been difficult. Lord, where the enemy has thrown stuff into the wells to try and dry them up and stop them. Lord, I pray this morning for a release. Begin that release today, Father God. Lord, as we're putting in our amen to what you're saying to us, Father God, begin that release, I pray, in the name of Jesus. For those, Father God, that have spent 2019 grieving, Father God, for those that may have lost loved ones, for those, Father God, that have lost jobs, Father God, for those that have struggled in family relationships, for those, God, whose kids might not be here this morning, God, for those who have found it hard, God, begin to unearth what the enemy has thrown in. Father God, begin to unearth what the enemy has tried to stop. Lord, I pray as we grab hold, Father God, of the tools that we need today, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that, God, you will unearth something, that we will reopen those wells, that we will see our community changed, and that, Father God, this year, God, will be a year where your spirit just overflows out of everything that we do, both individually and corporately, in Jesus' name. Amen.